here's a story from The World.
Early numbers suggest Latinos across the country voted in record numbers this year, including in Texas. Journalist and anthropologist Cecilia Bailly has been following how Latinos voted across the state. She joins me now from Houston. Great to have you with us, Cecilia. There's been a lot of discussion since the election about how Latinos voted in the Rio Grande Valley, specifically the Mexico-U.S. border area. The community came out unexpectedly strong for President Donald Trump, and that surprised some people. You were there last week. You spoke with people in the area. What are analysts getting wrong or overlooking about the vote there?
Biden won the election in most counties except for one small county. But Trump did have a huge surge of support that surprised everybody. That's a historically solidly blue region. There was a strong control by the Democratic Party. And over time, it just became a place where you couldn't compete as a Republican candidate. You had some Republicans locally run as Democrats.
So it's really the number of voters who went for Trump in the Rio Grande Valley that surprised you, yeah?
Yes, it's the number of people that turned out to support him. And this is a region that's been on the front lines of immigration policies and the construction of the border wall. So I think that was additionally surprising for us, or it was revealing. But the other thing that it showed us is it validated what we had found in this study that we did, these interviews of voters and non-voters throughout the state, where we saw that those who don't participate and who don't vote are not apathetic. You know, that's one of the misconceptions out there, that a lot of Latinos just don't care about voting. And what we found was that a lot of the non-voters were following political news to some degree and could engage pretty eloquently with us when we asked them questions about those in power or about whether we have a functioning democracy. And so, you know, our takeaway from that study was Latinos should not be called the sleeping giant. They're not sleeping. They're waiting to be engaged and also to be assured that their vote matters.
Do you have a story about one voter or one town where you saw this in action?
In Hidalgo County, where I just was, it's a city. It's, the whole region is in the Rio Grande Valley is almost a million people. And you see folks there with different reasons why they voted for President Trump. And, you know, I was talking to one voter, just one tiny example. She prefers that I don't share her name, but she really cares about immigration. That's one of her overriding issues. And she felt that the Democratic Party didn't do anything for Latinos on immigration. They, you know, these are residents who have been up against the border and haven't seen the dynamics change very much through President Obama's administration, through President Trump's administration. There have been asylum seekers, there have been detentions throughout all those years. There has been the construction of a wall. And so she finally voted on the basis of other issues that matter to her. And she said something in Spanish, which is a common saying in Spanish. She said, the Democrats dicen que nos quieren y nos quieren y no se casan con nosotros. The Democrats say they like us and they like us, but they never really marry us. They won't get married with us. And I think that was a very revealing comment about this feeling that Latinos in general get taken for granted by the Democratic Party. That was one view, but you know, every interview would open up a different light, a different window into why that shift happened.
Cecilia, if you could kind of like name one big lesson that campaigns and the media should take from what happened with Latino voters this year, what would it be?
They have to listen to Latino voters. And I know that seems like the simplest idea, but it literally was the difference in our study. When we talked to people, many of them, it was the first time that someone had engaged them on the question of politics. And some of them that had never voted went out and voted, even though we didn't tell them to do that. We were just there to listen to their views. Latinos as a whole do not feel heard and seen and represented. Even those who do vote regularly, there's a disaffection with politics because they don't feel that those in power really understand their daily experiences. And I just can't drive that point home enough. We have to listen and we have to engage Latinos throughout the year and build a genuine relationship that goes outside of the polls.
Journalist and anthropologist Cecilia Bailly in Houston, thank you very much.
Thank you.